Welcome back to the DBM Strategy Call, folks. Today, we're unpacking the latest insights at the macro and geopolitical level relevant to our digital businesses.
That's right. If you've been following the news lately, it feels like complete global chaos. But if you look past the headlines and look directly at the bond markets, a totally different picture emerges. Let's take a quick look at the bond market stress and some staggering U.S. Treasury government interventions. While the media focuses on geopolitical conflicts, the true story is unfolding in the sovereign debt markets. Specifically, long-term bond yields are spiking to critical stress levels. Once again.
Right. The Federal Reserve can manipulate short-term interest rates all day long, maintaining their charade of fiscal responsibility. But the 10-year and 30-year bond yields are set by the real power brokers, the bond vigilantes, the actual buyers of U.S. debt. This week, 10-year U.S. Treasury yields have climbed above 4.76%, while critically, the 30-year yields have now reached 5.24%.
Anytime 10-year yields stay above 4.5%, you're looking at severe fiscal stress. The U.S. government is trapped in an environment of fiscal dominance, where it has to keep printing and spending to keep the stock market inflated and voters happy. Meanwhile, bondholders are already pricing in massive default and inflation risks.
And this isn't just an American problem. The entire Western financial network, the Bank of England, European central banks, and especially Japan, is blowing out and living on a knife edge.
As usual, Japan is the linchpin here. As the largest owner of U.S. treasuries by a long way, Japanese 10-year yields spiked to around 3%, the highest level since 1996. For decades, hedge funds used the Japan carry trade, borrowing Japanese yen at 0% to buy U.S. treasuries. This is how the Cayman Islands have become one of the largest U.S. treasury buyers in the world, sucking the life out of everyone's purchasing power for generations. With Japanese yields at 3%, that trade decouples. Capital is incentivized to stay in Japan rather than funding U.S. debt, and the hedge managers are getting jittery.
So how is the U.S. Treasury reacting to this seismic shift? Essentially, like headless chickens, intervening behind the scenes, trying to manipulate short-term debt auctions, and attempting to preserve the dollar's global reserve status and petrodollar hegemony. But as the petrodollar breaks down and oil trade shifts to non-dollar currencies across BRICS and SCO nations, the dollar's monetary monopoly is also eroding.
As usual in these environments, the flight to sound money, Bitcoin and gold, retakes center stage.
Indeed, this is what happens when investors realize sovereign debt is losing its purchasing power. They look for a relief valve, as we have seen decade after decade since the 1970s, under a full fiat system.
Which brings us directly to sound money. As long-term yields blow out, capital is fleeing fiat promises and flowing directly into hard assets once more.
Gold surged above $4,500 an ounce, and Bitcoin rallied from its $60,000 recent low back above $81,000. As we all know by now, when governments sacrifice currency stability to roll over national debt, hard, fixed supply assets are the only true defense.
We see more and more people beginning to realize this, and the fact the only escape from being trapped at the bottom of the K-shaped economy is to build your own private digital resistance position.
Exactly. The consequences of this fiscal regime are profound. We're seeing a severe K-shaped economic divide getting wider by the year, and most are sleepwalking straight into it.
On the upper arm of the K, asset owners and tech monoliths thrive as printed money pumps into AI, robotics, and financial markets. On the lower arm, everyday workers get priced out of real estate, food, and energy due to inflation and AI-driven automation. The Cantillon effect in overdrive.
But you shouldn't feel hopeless if you are working on your education and ability to take control. The goal is to build digital resistance, leveraging information, open source AI, sovereign data, sound monetary assets, and decentralized ownerships, in as many ways as you can.
Well said. Which is where the DBM Academy redistributed ownership model comes into play.
This is the core action plan for long-term purchasing power protection. Owning sound money isn't enough on its own. You also have to make it work for you.
Exactly. Holding Bitcoin or gold protects your principal from currency debasement perfectly. But to win long-term, you need reliable yield mechanisms that outperform inflation without taking on destructive counterparty risk.
This is the precise philosophy behind platforms like DBM Academy. Instead of leaving capital in traditional fiat banking rails that degrade by design as the monetary scientists continue to bamboozle the normies, DBM focuses on educating people on how to put sound money to work through battle-tested, decentralized yield strategies and return back to sound money's inevitable dollar equity.
By generating productive yield on hard money, you achieve redistributed ownership, taking back control of your financial sovereign rights from centralized intermediaries and participating directly in global economic productivity, technology advancements, and innovation.
When you pair fixed supply assets like gold and Bitcoin with reliable, non-custodial yield mechanisms, you build a self-sustaining asset base. That is how best you defend your purchasing power against hyperinflating fiat, survive the never-ending austerity crises, and build generational wealth. If you want to take your sound money strategy to the next level, head over to dbm.academy to explore their framework for wealth preservation and yield strategies. You will find this week's deep dive into the decisive actions we are taking this month in the DBM forum. Check out the DBM strategy call part 2 in order to stay on top of your business, stay informed, and protect yourself from out-of-control fiat debasement. We'll see you next time.